offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv. I am joined tonight by many fine dorky friends. I'm here with Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan. I didn't see
who
anything.
He should turn his microphone on before he speaks into it.
Hello.
There it is.
That's well done.
Thanks,
nice to see you, Drew. I'm here with Jody, a.k.a. Tiger.
Hello.
Hello. And her erstwhile husband, Paul Froggy Schneider. Yeah, I don't really know what erstwhile
means.
What's
up, Holmes? Erstwhile right, means in a former time.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it... Hilarious.
In other news, my phone number, ladies...
Wow.
And I'm also here with Dr. J, the science gay, James R. Schmidt.
All your install base are belong to us.
Yeah, beautifully, beautifully done. And my name is Irv Katz. I am your MC, and this is Cleveland's only tech talk show, as far as I know, or care, or I'm willing to do any research to find out. And we're going to talk to you tonight for somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes about a number of fabulous issues. And unfortunately for my good friend David out in California, in a highly unstructured manner, but we are working on it. We are working on it. Yep. We have already agreed to meet at a bar somewhere and talk about it.
Yep.
So I think you should be very proud of us.
We're almost halfway there.
And I think agreeing to meet at a bar is half the battle.
Exactly.
I think G.I. Joe said it best.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like to kick things off right now with a highly disturbing article that I saw today on Slashdot. A lab in Sweden showed that a normal PC keyboard was infected by more bacteria than a normal toilet seat.
Can I tell you, I just saw that on Good Morning America this morning.
Oh, was it on Good Morning America this morning?
There was a guy who was talking about, it wasn't this report, but they talked about, you know, germs in the workplace and how to stay, you know, cold and flu free. And they did a swab of this guy's keyboard, and they found 2 million germs on the one key they looked at. I think it was probably the delete key.
How many germs should there be on a delete key?
You know, I'm not sure if there's a requisite number.
I don't know what that statistic really means.
But 2 million seems like a lot. It's more than five.
Do you know what a germ is?
Yes.
What's a germ?
It's a very, very small creature which can replicate itself inside of you.
That's a virus.
I thought it was a bacteria.
It can replicate itself inside you. It doesn't use your cells to make it replicate itself.
Oh, I
it
see.
Can replicate itself. It,
how?
Through
mitochondria?
Through fucking itself.
Oh, awesome.
Asexual reproduction? Okay.
Is that sex in Canada?
Yeah, exactly. Good one.
Sexual reproduction? The tests also showed an occurrence of up to 3,100 fungi per square centimeter.
You know, that's a lot of fungi.
That's almost as much fungi as under my balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. From under. Nice.
But don't worry, I've got some tenactin. It's going to be okay.
Nice.
I got some Cruex, and we're
going
to take care of it.
Did you say you have a cruet of fungus from under your... That's disgusting.
I have a chafing dish, basically, in my pants.
I hate it when it chafes.
Yes. Indeed, that's probably why it chafes so fucking much.
Is that a new record for how many seconds it took to reference Irv's genitalia on the show?
We're going to actually... The record actually was 1.2 seconds when... one day, I was introducing the show, and I said, "Welcome to my balls!" And then I remembered it was a different show.
I'm going
to
ask you not to do that anymore.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
My fault. Okay, what do we want to talk? Oh, you had a tech support problem,
I have one of the weirdest problems in this. First of all, thank you. There are several teachers at the school that I work at that are absolutely cursed when it comes to technology. There's a girl who literally, when
when
she walks by a computer, it will turn itself off. Not quite that bad, but you get the idea.
Does she carry?
No. She's got this ability just to sit down at a computer and it can freeze up on her, right, which, you know, she doesn't know enough to save it. So it'll, you know, she'll type up 5 pages of a test and then it'll crash and die on her. It's kind of funny. But that's a different girl. There's this other lady who has, for some reason, has, when you you know, go into Outlook and you do a name check, if you run Outlook from a web-based browser, I'm killing her.
Oh, all right, hold God. It.
Hold on, we're going to stop.
Oh, really? Oh. Owls. Birds.
Really. Oh, that's good.
Don't really.
Okay. So anyway, like I was saying.
Oh, really?
Oh, really. So when you type in her last name and do a name check, her name comes up twice with two emails. And the complaint she gave to me this morning was, you know, when I log on, I have to delete these emails from every computer. Now, this is a web-based application. You're deleting them from the server, as far as I know. So I have no idea how this is happening. So anybody who has any experience using Microsoft Outlook,
she's using, is this through the school system?
Yeah, it's, yep.
Okay, and is this is Outlook Web Access?
Yeah, yeah.
And is this Exchange 2003, Exchange 2000? You have any idea?
Is
it like a blue color theme or like kind of a brown color theme?
No, it's the blue. It's probably the 2003.
It's the brand. It looks just like Outlook.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And let me get this straight. When she, okay, I don't understand at all.
Neither do I, which is...
I don't think you did an adequate job of describing
No, no, no. I essentially accused her of lying to me, because the idea is that when she logs on from one computer and deletes some email and then goes to another computer and logs in again, she has to delete those same emails again. I accused her of not properly deleting. She said, no.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, Exchange, if I'm not mistaken, is IMAP. It's an implementation of IMAP. It might be slightly proprietarized. But I think it basically runs. I think it's basically IMAP with additional functionality. And my experience with IMAP says that sometimes when you delete emails, they are simply marked for deletion. They're not actually deleted, and then you have to purge your inbox or whatever folder that is in order to actually finalize the deletion.
No, the way this works is when you click on it and you have it highlighted and you.
I need to go fuck myself now or something.
No, you just
said that.
No, it's not that. When you hit delete, it goes into the deleted files bin.
Items.
Yeah, she's not talking about emptying that, which I showed her how to do today. She was wondering why it kept going from 46 to 124 when she added some things. And it tells you the number of unread items in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
She's very bright.
She is actually extremely bright, just not very computer savvy.
What does she teach?
Chemistry.
And
chemistry. She's
and
wicked smart.
Elementary
Dude,
programming.
She is way, way friggin' smart, but she's like not down with
I
the TV typewriter.
I don't understand how you can be a science teacher in today's day and age and not be computer savvy.
Because
I just don't get it.
She wasn't, and she didn't like grow up with a computer. She's, I don't know, probably in her 40s, maybe in her 50s. She's older. She's got kids like around my age.
Okay. I guess I can understand then.
So yeah, she's just not a real. She uses it, but not a big fan of it. She's certainly not plugged in.
Okay,
she
so in other words,
jack in her ear.
She logs in somewhere.
Yeah.
She deletes emails.
Yes.
She logs off.
Yes.
Then she logs in somewhere else.
So far, so good.
And those same exact emails that she just deleted are in her inbox once again.
According to her, yes.
Are they still in the old place?
Now that's an interesting question. I don't know.
That's fascinating.
I think they're gone from the old place, and then when she logs in someplace else, she has to delete them again.
Well,
I
know that
have it set for pop instead of IMAP somehow.
You know, I can't imagine that she would be able
no,
to do
it's,
that
it's,
unless
it sounds
it was
like Exchange to me.
A series of random clicks.
Can it? But she's using the web. She's using web access. You can't change that from Exchange.
That's what I'm saying. She's using it's web
Here's
access.
The other thing. Exchange 2003 maintains, I believe, a 30-day deleted email retention policy, which means that... But that's mostly if you're like an administrator and you accidentally delete someone's email account or something like that, you can still get it back within 30 days.
No.
But I don't think that's going to have anything to do with this.
No.
I just thought I'd put that out there to show you how
smart
huge
you are.
My knowledge is.
Is that your knowledge? Oh, that's nice. I think Froggy threw up
Tiger,
in her mouth.
You don't
Tiger
have to laugh
her
quite
her
so much. All right. So anyway,
Exchange sucks.
Okay. Well,
Where's Matt to talk about open source?
Yeah, really.
Well, why didn't you use open source email 1.0?
Wait, stop. Since Matt's not here, I want to take this opportunity to tell him how much I love Microsoft and all of their products.
I, for one,
bow to my Microsoft overlords.
I want to have Bill Gates' baby.
Yes. All right.
Sorry, Drew.
That'll teach him for not coming to the show.
Okay. My official answer is that's weird.
Thank you. That's what I said today. I'm like, hey, if anybody will know.
Sounds like a job for the systems administrator.
Yeah, I'm figuring bringing him in is not going to be a good idea because he'll just pull the computer out of the wall and give us a new one.
That's what he does?
Yeah.
To solve a webmail component problem?
I'm belittling it. No, it won't be that bad.
I really do not know why on earth that would be happening. That is a bizarre behavior. That should not happen. It should not happen.
It's exactly what I said. So I'm as savvy as you are.
So that's totally bizarre. Yes, but I think that's a good idea. Check back on the same computer. In fact, don't even change computers. Log on, delete an email, log off, close the browser. Reopen the browser, log on again, see if the email is there.
See, I think it only happens when she goes from computer to computer. I mean, we have a bunch of network computer in every classroom.
But that really doesn't make any sense.
I know, and that's what I said to her, and she swears it happens. Now, what I'm thinking is she thinks she deleted it. Maybe she didn't. And
is she hitting space instead of delete?
Thanks, Drew.
So no?
No, that's a no.
Is she hitting F12?
She hit format C colon.
That would be a really stupid button to have on the keyboard. <Wouldn't it? laughs> Ah, shit!
The instant death of computer.
Have you guys... All right, well, on to more interesting... more interesting topics.
I got a bit.
Did you guys see what they're talking about? You can get your tickets as a SMS message on your cell phone.
Yeah, I read about that.
Speeding tickets or what?
No, like concert tickets or like get your Cavs tickets on your cell phone and you just hold your cell phone out and they run the bar scanner. No.
They rip your phone in half and keep half.
They run the little bar scanner over the screen of your cell phone.
Yeah, that was.
How cool is that?
That would be pretty cool if I had enough money to go to concerts. That'd be great.
Well, yeah.
I was thinking if I had a fancy new cell phone that I remember.
If I had a cell phone with a screen big enough to accommodate a barcode.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine barely does the phone number.
I think that is an amazing idea, and I agree it would definitely cut down on the ticket duplication scam things that they have going on.
And Ticketmaster will be able to charge another $5 per ticket.
Yeah.
Considering a brand new feature.
Awesome.
Now
actually,
people will be stealing your cell phone.
My question, and I don't actually know the answer to this, is, you know, when you go to like the Cavs game, the Indians game, whatever, and they scan the barcode on your ticket or your e-ticket that you've printed out or whatever, is this doing a batch upload at the end, like, you know, at some point, or is this in constant, you know, contact with a server so that if somebody on the other side of the stadium tries to use the same ticket
at the exact time
not at the exact time but any for whatever window they
I think
put
it
on
does because I had a friend who had tickets stolen and he just called every place and said hey this happened and they said go to the box office they'll print you new ones and they'll flag it as a duplicate and the other guy can't use it.
Okay, well that is one thing, you know, they flag it as a duplicate. So in other words you're saying it's real time thing.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Well, unless you flag it as a duplicate and that gets immediately pushed, you know, to all the units or something like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you've got like, you know, 20 to 40 ticket machines running at the same time.
It's a trivial amount of data, though. I mean, you're only talking maybe like a 30, 40 character string.
Yeah.
And how far would it have to go? I mean, we're, you know, across the stadium through tons of walls, or are they going to have access points
little,
all over?
Yeah. You just need them at your entrances.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you just need
Cat 5s,
sure.
Serial cables, probably.
Maybe each ticket taker is implanted with their own broadcast signal.
They have an access point.
It's sent through mental telepathy.
An access point. Did you guys read about these dudes working in the someone in West Virginia apparently spent tens of thousands in state funds to acquire computers and video gear to copy movies and music?
Awesome.
And I guess like somebody
is that not allowed?
No.
Oh.
A bunch of people are getting fired.
Oh, I'm not going into politics then.
Yeah, really. If I can't get free movies and music, then what's the point? of doing anything.
Kickbacks and hookers.
Oh. All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
What are you guys over there looking at?
They've been
You're
busy.
Not even holding your microphone.
They've been busy for like 20 minutes.
I'm listening to you
looking
guys.
Looking at
Oh
Really.
It's wonderful.
No, it's
well,
not.
Yeah, actually, I was looking at some more Oh Really. This one's Faux Really.
Faux Really?
I have them on. Oh, really?
Faux Really?
I like
my favorite.
Should we talk about the Oh Really?
No, I think we beat that to death.
No, but I think our audience may not be aware of what the hell we're talking about.
It's the stupid owl.
The owl in general.
In general, what is the Oh Really phenomenon? How did it start? Where did it start? What is it? How do you use it so you can be cool?
Well, the Oh Really owl actually started as this, I forget which anime, but it was an anime character who was, somebody caught a freeze frame of it and the subtitle said, Oh Really? And the guy kind of looked a little perplexed and then people, you know, kind of took it and ran with it.
Did somebody use that in like a FARC thread or something?
Probably, yeah. I mean, everything good begins on FARC. So
that's true.
That's pretty much where it began. I'm not entirely sure the entire history.
Wow.
I'm sure in chat rooms the O space RLY.
I'm still a huge.
And Jody might have a good link for the show notes that actually goes over it.
You mean our show notes?
Our show notes, the one that
why
that Drew is doing.
Dewey,
please,
I'm doing
you
them
magnificent
right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Blog monkey.
James just found something ultra cool.
You want me to talk about it?
Please talk about it.
It's from Virtual Reality Sound Labs, an MP3 player that plugs into your into your car lighter, basically, and it's got an FM transmitter, and you plug in your little keychain drive.
So you can plug in any USB
flash drive,
storage device,
MP3,
and it
Windows
can basically
Media.
Read it and play songs
yep.
off of it.
Yep.
So that's pretty awesome. So you don't have to get like a little player. You can just get this thing and.
Yep.
Oh my God! The phone's ringing.
We have a caller. We have a caller.
I think it's a 1-800 number.
We have a caller online.
You say what?
Answer the phone quickly.
Well, I don't know why she. Why did you go away, Dory? There's a phone down here.
She assumes it's for her.
I think it's like 1-800 number.
That's probably a.
Oh, I think she was looking forward to doing a survey tonight.
Oh, good.
For no money. I'm really starting to get annoyed with that.
Surveys, yeah. I try to avoid them.
What do you do to avoid them?
I just don't answer them, and I ignore people and tell them to fuck off.
Okay.
And that one usually works pretty well.
Tell them to fuck off. I like
chance?
The one, I my favorite of all time is the one where it says, oh, yeah, survey, great. Let me switch phones. Hold on 1 second. And you put the phone down, and you never come back. And you leave the phone on, and you just wait and see how long they'll actually stay there until they hang up.
Oh, well, it's actually really,
like
really good.
One.
We have a actually, there was a good talk we heard at ShmooCon this weekend, and you can set up an asterisk box, which is essentially like a PBX, a VoIP PBX, and you can set that to create essentially a jail for telemarketers. So when they call in, they have to go through levels and levels of voice prompts in order to leave you a message. And what was it? They did some research, and usually most telemarketers heard the signal and dropped off right away. However, those involved in government or soliciting campaign contributions followed the links for 2.5 minutes of menus until they finally left their message.
Wow.
Are you calling to solicit money for a political party? Press 1.
Really?
Are you calling to solicit money for a charity? Press 2. So, yeah, and this is all built in. So I might be playing around with that pretty soon to see if we can create some interesting telemarketer
help.
That's
pretty cool.
You have selected regicide. If you know the name of the king or queen being murdered, press 1 now.
Otherwise, type the first 3 letters of their name.
Exactly.
That is good stuff. And, of course, I think I mentioned a few weeks ago about when you receive junk mail with a business reply envelope in it, take other junk mail and stuff it into the business reply envelope and then put that into the mail and cost that company some money.
That's a good one. I like it.
I have heard, and I don't know if it works anymore, if you paste them to bricks,
yes,
it used to work, yeah.
I've heard of that.
Where they would mail if you pasted the reply letters to like a brick or a cement block or something, and you dutifully carried it to your post office, they'd be in the hole for like $5 or $6.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, that's Dory, who was it?
My mom.
It was your mom? I thought that it was an 800
number.
She's
doing surveys now?
My
your mom found a good job.
Hey,
well, did you talk to your mom?
Yes, the woman's crazy.
I don't know if we want to share
think
that
she's
over
listening,
the waves.
Honey.
Yeah.
How is your dear old mom?
Nobody's listening.
Don't do that. You'll scare off our listener.
By the way, Yoko, you're a vision in navy blue.
There's at least... Do we have one listener? Oh, yeah?
There's one?
Tiger says one.
Really?
We've solicited a few from our IRC server, so we knocked it over one to like three or four.
Woo! Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're trying to get a few more people.
Owned. Nice.
Hi.
Yoko.
Hi, Yoko.
Yoko checks in.
By the way, is anyone as disturbed as I am that Microsoft is basically doing China's bidding, you know, in terms of like censorship and other, you know, like user privacy issues?
I hear Yahoo is too.
Not that concerned.
I hear Yahoo is too. They're helping them filter out mail and websites.
Honestly, people.
I hear they're building tanks, Microsoft tanks, to run over students demonstrating in Tiananmen Square. Nothing? I got nothing on that? You're killing me, people.
When did Tiananmen Square become funny?
It's hilarious.
It's a comedy killer.
It's hilarious.
There was a story in NPR today about how American corporations are benefiting from the Chinese communism and poverty, and think about how much crap is made in China and why.
Yeah.
Hold on. Take a minute. Take a minute to think about how much crap is made in China and why.
Did you guys see the smart elevators that are coming to Seattle?
I wanted to
probably made
China.
In China too.
Yeah, I guarantee
well,
you.
Well, Fuji
China.
Tech. I think it's Japanese.
That might be Japanese.
Fuji Tech sounds pretty Japanese to me. Yes, it's a Japanese company, but they make it in China.
Yeah, well,
they are. It's a system. It's a new elevator system for Seattle's Metropolitan Park West Tower, which. Must be really complicated or something, because the new system uses touch panels to group users by destination. Riders may wait slightly longer for the proper car, but the overall ride is shortened because the car stops less.
Sure. Yeah. No.
What the hell are you guys looking at?
They've turned people into
more bullshit. Never mind. We are getting some comments from our listeners on IRC.
This
oh,
is like
goody.
The
well, share.
Well, they're also Paul Timmons, who's a big telephony guy up in Michigan.
Oh, so it is telephony.
I thought it was telephony.
Telephony. Whatever. Fuck it.
Telephony.
Telephonoid.
Basically, it says that Microsoft is by no means the main one, and I have to agree. He also mentions Google and Cisco. You know, make products to block traffic.
Cisco.
To work with China.
Do you know the first company to kowtow to their Chinese overlords was?
Who was that?
Fox. Tibet? Fox and Rupert Murdoch. Yeah, he started censoring a bunch of the satellite TV channels that he was providing to them, and suddenly there were all kinds of rollouts of satellite televisions all over China. Open up a big market for him.
Fancy that.
So yeah, so he set the trend.
Speaking of the Chinese, did anybody see the picture of those two chicks kissing in front of the guards at Tiananmen Square? That was odd.
No, that's awesome.
That was great.
Okay, do you have a web address on that?
I will find that, and we'll put that in the show notes.
I think the other day.
I think you'd better.
Easy, you're talking over
I think
each
you'd
other.
Better.
Sorry.
Mostly.
So, researchers have concluded that meetings are bad for you.
Meetings? Like meeting with other people?
Yes, James.
Is that right?
Not like
M-E-A-T-I-G.
Not like where you're beaten silly with a T-bone.
Pleasure to meet you.
Because they are.
Because they're pointless. They make you want to. They make you want to kill yourself.
I love meetings.
Though
yeah, this
how
is can obvious
meetings be bad? Like donuts and sitting around doing nothing and getting paid for like an hour.
Though this is obvious to most of us, your PHBs might benefit from PHBs.
Pointy hair bosses.
Nice.
That would be me.
Pointy-haired bosses
nice.
Might Except benefit no from hair. Knowing that meetings are bad for you. Two psychologists have found evidence that the number of and the time spent in meetings has a detrimental effect on mood. Quote, a general relationship between meeting load and the employee's level of fatigue and subjective workload was found, write the authors after conducting a diary study. Perhaps we should be more understanding with our moody bosses. Because I think they go to more meetings than anyone.
If employees did what the hell they were supposed to, we wouldn't have to tell them what to do in the first place. Thank
there you go.
Well, wait a
there
second, though. There's a difference between going to a meeting on your lunch break and not getting paid for it and going to a meeting and getting paid for it. What kind of meeting are they talking about?
I think they're talking about... they're probably talking about meetings in businesses where meetings are suckier.
Yes. We're going to sit down and talk about our 12th quarter profits.
12th quarter profits.
There you go. I don't know.
Or
I don't
like
know. I got
at
out
my
of that.
Former employer, I didn't like a lot of the meetings that I went to there. I thought they were perfunctory and stupid.
As an educator, I can tell you that most teacher meetings suck.
What about parent-teacher meetings?
Those are fine because you have, as opposed to a parent-teacher meeting where everybody just sits around and bitches.
Oh, well, yeah. See, and that's what a lot of
Isn't
meetings
that
devolve
like
into.
Like this show?
No. Okay. We bitch about different things.
Oh, we're not really sitting around and bitching.
We're interesting.
So much as we're sitting around and talking about whatever was on Slashdot this week.
No, I found a new I got a new website. From now on, I'm going to bring new things to the show because I found a website that's not Slashdot, but I'm not going to tell you what it is so I can retain ownership.
What is that? I want to see.
We have the picture of the two chicks kissing
in
Chairman Square.
Man, oh, man. Right under Mao.
Freakish. Right under Mao.
Awesome.
Right under Mao.
The chairman smiles in appreciation. For the greater good of the communist Chinese government.
From what I understand about Mao Zedong and his life is that he was a huge fan of Lesbo.
Yeah. Huge. And I should note that link was provided to us courtesy of Jason Scott.
Jason Scott, he's
online somewhere in the ether.
Good
and
man.
And is helping us out right now.
Word.
Good man.
Word.
Hi, Jason.
Word.
Hey, did you guys hear about the 103-inch plasma TV? That they had on display at CES.
And that reminds me.
Oh, yeah. And Dewey.
Drew.
Speaking of 103 inches.
Drew. Yes. Drew, how do you even function with a cock that big?
Oh, man.
Well,
he cut off both of his legs.
You use one of those things you keep a garden hose in?
Yeah, but for the garden hose.
All right, listen, pal. No. You have shat upon my OLED fascination.
Yes, I have.
With something else, SED, which, you know, on the website you pointed me to, touts it as being the next big thing in TV, but wasn't that website made by one of the manufacturers of this technology?
They would know best, wouldn't they?
Yeah. You Canon's not going to steer you wrong.
Clearly.
I actually do trust Canon in a lot of ways. They make some pretty cool products, and they have for a long time.
Right.
So, we're talking about... Now, the great thing about these... EDs, okay, which I think an emitting. Well, this isn't what this ED is different.
I'm thinking of erectile dysfunction.
From the Bob Dole ED, yeah.
Oh, they're kissing again.
Oh, man. Wow.
You know, honestly, though, those girls aren't very pretty.
Doesn't matter.
Really, when you get right down to it.
You know.
But they are kissing.
Two girls kissing.
You were talking about ED and erectile dysfunction?
I wasn't talking about erectile dysfunction. I was talking about an emitting diode.
Yes. It's not though. It's simulated electron emission or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's awesome.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Like the thing about these particular kinds of things, SED and OLED, is that they basically have an unlimited contrast ratio because they produce true black because their pixels or whatever go off. They turn off, and so you get actual black.
May I suggest the surface conduction electron emitter display link to Wikipedia in the show notes?
Well, he already put it on the Minimalist weblog, and he put it on AnkorButt.
And
so
now
you might as well put it on the Dialadorg blog, too.
It's in the show note. Remember, unless you talk into
the
microphone.
Oh, you put it on AnkorButt, didn't you? You put it on AnkorButt.
I don't believe I put it on AnkorButt, Irv.
I think you put it on AnkorButt.
I don't think I put it on
AnkorButt. Well, I'm going to AnkorButt, and I'll tell you.
That's anchorbutt.blogspot.com for those of you playing at home.
Now, AnkorButt is just sort of for all us, you know, current and ex-noteworthiers that we're all friends to continue to exchange.
Well, some of us are enemies now.
Enemies?
Yes.
Who's an enemy?
I'm your enemy.
You're not my enemy.
You accuse me of putting something on there that's not.
That makes him your enemy?
I think you took...
I have a low threshold for...
he said earlier you had a 102-inch cock.
103, actually. I mean... Every inch counts.
I heard he was circumcised.
Okay,
so.
I apologize. I humbly apologize, Drew, for accusing you of putting the SED link on AnkorButt. I'm sorry.
It's better than putting that 103 inches in it. Never mind.
I know. What about the 100? Tell us about the 103-inch TV.
Well, I've gone away from that. I thought we'd moved on because you cut me off.
Well, so the concept, though, for the SEDs is that they put the electron emitters right behind each pixel
right
on the TV instead of having one gun that sweeps across the thing.
Yeah.
And that's better.
Yeah, you don't get the scan. You don't get the, you know, if you look at a screen and you go.
That's right. I love that.
You vibrate. That, you love that?
I love to do it at the baseball stadium.
Yeah, there you go.
It's also why when super slow.
He tried to make me do it at the baseball stadium once. It's awful.
Dory isn't capable of doing a good.
That's the Bronx cheer, which I don't want to do into my microphone or all over my laptop.
It's worse on the monitor right there.
That's the Bronx.
It totally
cheer.
Does not work. Irv has been trying to get me to do this for years.
You can't.
You have to really want it. You have to really vibrate your eyeballs.
Now, James, tell me this. When I watch super slow-mo in the football game.
Yes.
And you can see, in the background, you can see lights on the concourse of the stadium. And the lights are flickering.
Yeah.
On and off. Why is that?
Love the visuals for radio.
Is that the alternating current?
I believe there's a disco party. No, it's not that. It's the
disco party. Is that a scientific term?
No, it's because they're fluorescent lights and they blink on and off.
They do.
Yeah, that's why they give you headaches.
They do.
Don't they?
That why they buzz.
That is why they buzz.
It is. No, you say that. Say what?
Things.
Meeting adjourned. It is.
Yeah.
No, you say that. Say what?
Meeting adjourned.
Someone
it
beat the
is?
Shutter.
You're killing me. He's stuck.
Blazing
in a,
Saddles. Everyone.
He's stuck in
blazing
a loop.
Blazing Saddles.
Somebody hit
very
the
well
button.
That's Governor William J. LePetitmaine and Hedley Lamar.
It's Hedley.
That's Hedley.
Very, very interesting.
Okay. No. Anyway, you're saying that fluorescent lights blink on and off?
Basically,
yes.
Yeah.
Are you serious? How do they do that?
With blinking?
AC
yeah, it's
current is 60
current,
hertz.
Man, yeah.
So
that's you what know, I was saying. The alternating current. Is that
but
what it is?
Yeah. I guess to say that it's going on and off. Yeah. I guess that's all right. I'll give you that. Sure.
How does it work?
With math and physics.
Stay in school, kids.
Stay in school.
Don't wind up like me.
You may know something someday. No, just electrical current applied across
Drew,
the gas.
Drew, you're a little lackluster this evening. I'm just kidding.
He's busy Thanks. Being the blog monkey.
I know. It's actually it's too much work. It's not fair.
It is.
What kind of laptop do you got there?
And you're not very aerodynamic.
Hey, Tiger, what kind of laptop you got there? What is the brand?
I don't want to tell you that.
Why?
Because I'm too embarrassed.
What's the... Can you even hear her?
I can kind of hear
can
her.
Can you kind of hear
I
me?
I can definitely hear you now when
okay,
you actually
well
talk in them.
Is yeah, it is it an e-machine?
Like, no, it's a Compaq.
What's wrong with a Compaq?
It was cheap.
Exactly.
Compaqs
well,
are for dorks that don't know computers.
Oh, my God. Yoko.
It replaced my ThinkPad X series that was dying.
Like,
so
I have no idea.
Afford.
Your StinkPad? And you've got yourself an iBook?
See, Tiger, I would have been like,
check it,
check
it, yo.
iBook
in the house. BSD for life, yo.
Oh,
that's
my
relatively
God.
Painful.
Oh, my Sorry God. We're all.
I think I just blew his ears out.
We're all shattered. Nice. Okay, yeah, okay. Not, why don't you guys tell us a little about this ShmooCon business?
Sure.
Well, sure. Be happy to. ShmooCon is a hacker conference that went on in D.C. this past weekend. It's the second one.
Is this comparable to Nauticon, but in the D.C. area?
Yeah, it's kind of like Nauticon in the D.C. area. In fact, they borrowed a lot of the same ideas from us.
Hang on 1 second. I just asked you guys a question, and this was not a good time to pop a gigantic lemon head into your mouth.
Why not?
Okay.
She talks real good with stuff in her mouth. Don't worry about that.
Oh, my God.
I meant the lemon head. Jeez, Dory. It's disgusting. Anyway, it was a hacker conference in D.C. Held this past weekend. There was a series of about three tracks, and it was a really good time. They had about 600 people there, including presenters.
600 people?
600 people.
That's a hell of a turnout.
It was a pretty good turnout. There was a numerous quantity of federal agents there, considering it's right in Washington, D.C.
And it's about hacking?
It's
well,
about hacking,
when they
yeah.
hear when they hear hacker conference, they think, like, hacker, and... But
yeah.
What in reality it was more like, it's more like the other, wow. If anybody heard, that was Yoko belching into our dog's face.
She's a real charmer.
Nobody heard that. Yeah. Basically, there's two ways of defining the word hacker, right? I mean, there's systems and things like that.
Yeah.
And then there's another person who's like more like a hobbyist and likes to overclock computers
well,
and things like that.
These guys are pretty hardcore. And actually.
Wait a second. I have a correction here. It was 800 people, including presenters. And
Pwned.
You may say that's a pretty high number, but it actually sold out 3 weeks in advance. And the last 20 block that they had for eBay sold out on eBay for, I think, $600 a pop.
Whoa.
Bank.
800 people. And where was it held, by the way?
Because
I'm from
Washington,
D.C.
in near Wardman Park.
Yeah, Wardman Park Marriott.
So wherever the hell
that is.
That is
a just beautiful. No, I have no idea where that is.
It was expensive. Woodley
Park?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, something
Woodley
like that.
Park, I think, is what
you're
thinking.
It was near the zoo?
Yes, that's Woodley Park.
Okay, Woodley.
And
Wardman,
like Tenleytown and Woodley Park in that area?
I was camped, sure. So I didn't hobble around.
Yeah,
too
it's
much
real cool. You just take the, I believe you just take the red line.
Yeah, yeah, essentially. So yeah, it was a pretty good conference last
week. Did I just show my DC chops, nigga?
You right. Just made someone else drive us around.
Yeah, because driving in DC really sucks. But there's a number of really good talks. So Jason Scott talked about con history, gave a good talk on that. Dave Kaminsky was there. He gives a number of really
Dan.
Good. Dan Kaminsky.
Dan
Oops,
Kaminsky.
Bumped. I'm really tired. The good talk about Asterisk. And they actually had a really interesting talk by this woman named Ilonka Dunnan, who talked about cryptography and this cryptographic sculpture at the CIA museum. Or pardon me, not the museum, the CIA headquarters. And the interesting thing was when she referred to one of the buildings as the old building, somebody in the back of the room said, actually, we prefer to call it the original building.
Office.
I'm sorry.
Office, original office.
I'm just going to shut up and let Tiger talk because...
No, keep talking because I have a lemon head in my mouth.
Okay, yeah. But there are a number of really good presentations, a lot of really good people, and there's a lot of buzz about Nauticon for what that's worth.
Excellent.
A lot of
excellent.
Good buzz.
Exciting.
We have a couple new presenters we're trying to get that were
oh,
at
yeah,
SpookCon.
Well, and that was where I was going to kind of
sure.
lead into. Once you kind of you know
rambled.
Reached the end of your SmookCon diatribe there, or whatever you want to call
it. It was a great event. I had a really good time.
Oh, and any good parties?
Actually, wow. Yeah, there was a really good party that unfortunately took us about an hour and 15 minutes to find because it was in the middle of that ghetto in D.C., but it was a place called Fur, which is like this really hip nightclub where it's 20 to get in, it's 30 to park your car out, it's outside the door, and the drinks are like 15 to 20 a pop. And they had an open bar tab and
wow.
a back room,
wow.
the mafia room, just for us. And that was really cool. They had a really good DJ there. And so, thank you very
the,
much.
The club for everyone else was a $20 cover and $14 a drink.
And their music
sucked. What neighborhood
for us,
was this?
Free.
This was like near one of the first avenues.
It was first northeast off of New York or something.
Not, I was going to say.
33 Patterson or something?
Hmm. Don't know. That seems, that even for D.C., that seems pretty
33
outrageous.
33 Patterson Street northeast.
33 Addison Street.
33 Patterson Street.
Patterson
northeast.
Street.
But yeah, they
northeast.
Had
my goodness.
So
what the hell were you doing over there?
Everybody
should have been. They should have
probably lost in drinking.
Oh, they should have had the party in Adams Morgan. It would have been much better.
Well, I'm picturing like this like highbrow like you beautiful people like martini bar and like
we weren't
all
them.
These computer hackers like come in like that scene in Caddyshack where all the caddies jump in the pool.
Exactly.
Wasn't awesome?
In fact, what did Jason Scott's friend say?
What do you mean?
Just about that he went to the club before and he's never seen a more geekier square crowd than he has ever seen at this club before.
Way to geek it up, you guys.
Yeah, it was great, though.
That but sounds like fun.
We know how to put
excellent,
out.
Excellent,
excellent. Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good
did
time.
Did you say you know how to put out?
No, I was going to say that they know
does
how
he or
to
doesn't?
Put on a good time. Oh
you're
my
the
goodness.
One married to
oh
him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you were over there by Gallaudet University. Or as other people like to say, Gallaudet University.
Is that the university for the deaf?
Yeah.
You're going to burn in hell. That was absolutely terrible.
Well, at least you won't
not
be
like
alone.
They heard me say it, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my God.
The university for the deaf.
That really true. Bust Irv on that. That was ridiculous.
Nice.
Big deal.
But it was a really good time. It was a good
terrific,
time.
Terrific. Terrific. No, what did you? I mean, did you get to do anything else in D.C. while you were down there, or were you just all conference all the time?
We
is
actually
there a slideshow
attended
we could
talks.
See right now? I'm sorry.
You actually attended talks.
We actually attended
crazy.
Talks. So yeah, there was, as I said, a lot of really good talks.
Any
really
celebs or quasi celebs, a la Drew Curtis?
Kevin Mitnick was there. So if you're a Mitnick fanboy, he was there.
Who's that?
Kevin Mitnick. Was
explain to
don't look at me like that, Tiger. I don't live in your world.
Explain to the noob about Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, he's a guy that got put in federal jail for a number of years for some, and some people claim, over Trump charges related to computer hacking. There were a number of books written by him, some more factual than others. And there was a documentary about him made by Emmanuel Goldstein, who runs 2600, the magazine, and called Freedom Downtime. that's actually, I think, available free on the net. If not, I'm sure you can find it. And
what
yeah,
did he hack? Like the CIA database
from,
or like what?
From Wikipedia, he is one of the most famous criminal hackers to be jailed. Was arrested by the FBI on February 15th, 1995.
Oh, that's right. I got his poster over my bed.
And breaking into the computer systems of Motorola, Nokia, and Sun Microsystems.
Yeah, so allegedly he broke into a bunch of computer systems, allegedly had some credit cards and some phone equipment. And I don't know. It was pretty lame.
He spent a lot of time in solitary confinement because they were too afraid of what he might be able to do with a telephone.
Like to other prisoners?
That's insane.
Well, people claim that he could like start World War III or crash the internet.
I think they were just more afraid of what the other prisoners would do to a tiny white geek hacker if they got their hands and other things on him.
I like Unix.
The phone could be pretty tough.
What's your
handle? What's your handle?
Very good, very good. All right, so that he was like the big cheese that was there.
Well, him and Dan Kaminsky, and there were a lot of other people there. Mike Lilly, was that? I don't know. I forget his name. I talked to him. I'm terrible with names. Anyways, he gave a presentation at Black Hat.
That got him walked off the stage.
What?
Well, he found a Cisco exploit that Cisco didn't acknowledge until much later. That was a really, really, really critical flaw. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head, but it was a really huge flaw. He announced it. His employer told him not to. He said, fuck y'all, and did it anyway, and got in a little bit of trouble over that. But
so someone got fired at ShmooCon or whatever?
Well, no. He was actually here. He was with another company, I think.
Was there any controversy at ShmooCon this year? Any fights? Any arguments?
It was pretty tame. I mean, Wait. Go ahead. You want to say?
I was going to mention teasing the Amway people.
Yeah, there was
what?
We were sharing a hotel
there
with
were Amway people
with an
there?
Amway convention. All right.
But it was the crowd dream builders, right? So there's this guy with like 2,500 people trying to sell them on products and other bullshit, and so they had a whole group meeting and they had a little pep talk where they had like 100 people around this one guy and they had a cheer. And all of a sudden, the hackers around him started cheering, too, and went, hack the planet, hack the planet. It was incredibly lame.
So. You Amway losers.
Yeah. So it was funny. And they also had a rapper. He was terrible.
Oh, my God.
Nothing's better than a corporate rapper.
Yeah, nothing
oh,
worse.
Oh, man.
Nothing's worse. And the interesting thing
is, did he sing
is,
a Sarah Everywhere?
No, he was
a Sarah Everywhere.
He was making up his own rhymes to the products they were selling. And interestingly enough, the iconography they used for their sales pitch included pyramids. So
really,
you know,
it's just, you know, let's not even hide the fact that it's a pyramid.
Exactly.
It's like it's got that you can't get around that. I mean, there's no other way to describe the business model.
They also did have high school like athletes, female high school athletes. I don't know, they were hot.
Female
way
high school
too
athletes
young for years truly.
Okay, so I'm going to
correct not too
Paul.
Young for me.
Oh, wait, so underage jailbait running around that's like all buff, and then Amway people and you guys. I'm trying to picture this party.
They also had West
World's
Point
worst
too.
Three-way. What?
I wanted to correct the name. It's Michael Lynn.
Michael Lynn.
And
yes.
He did research into a major vulnerability in Cisco iOS, and Cisco said don't talk about it, and he went up and talked about it.
When you say a major vulnerability, like, what are you talking about?
All right, let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. What is a vulnerability?
I mean, because you hear about this all the time. I mean, the focus is usually on Microsoft because A, everybody and their brother is trying
to break
the Windows security, and they're always constantly patching, and they're constantly, you know, people are announcing, oh, we found this vulnerability, we found that vulnerability. Well, what are we really talking about here? And especially with Cisco, why is it so serious?
Well, you know, a vulnerability is essentially a potential flaw that other people can exploit to do something on a system that they shouldn't be able to do. In this case, and I don't know the particulars of the exploit, it was an exploit on basically the network equipment that runs most of the internet, right? So if there's a way to break this or to take advantage of this, you can essentially, perhaps, in theory, control most of the internet. Either
just like Lex Luthor?
Just like Lex Luthor.
That would be awesome.
So either intentionally or just by accident, if you start messing around with the core software, you know, you could do some real damage.
So like a vulnerability is like for hackers, like is an opening.
It's a potential.
It's a potential opening.
It's a potential.
I mean, a lot of these vulnerabilities, you wouldn't. I think in some ways, Cisco Okay, by the way, is everybody hearing this? Where is it? Where are your speakers? They're in the front, aren't they? The bottom? No.
Homeboys,
this
homegirls.
Is Asera everywhere. Can you put a link to that, by the way? A-S-E-R-A.
This is some awesome corporate rap, y'all.
Well, the ZDNet maintains like a list of like the 20 worst corporate anthems or something. Are you able to hear that? Okay.
It is terrible.
No, wait, so it's good, it's bad.
Oh, yeah, the chorus is particularly awful.
Chillin' till we're there. That's right. Oslo is hot. Death.
Now, I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight hearing this shit in my head.
Hear our battle cry. Let's go, go,
go. That's their battle cry? Go, go,
go.
Did you find it?
Yes. Okay. That was it, that
well
was
actually
painful.
Have you ever he did another one. And it's every bit as it's pretty much as bad as that one, but for some reason not quite as funny. But that is the worst song ever made.
I think Tiger actually has a good definition for what a vulnerability is.
I did a Google search to define vulnerability and got a flaw or weakness in system security procedures, design, or implementation that could be exercised, accidentally triggered, or intentionally exploited and result in harm to an IT system or activity.
And the best time to pick up a girl when she's vulnerable.
That's right, right after
definitely
a breakup, guys.
Drunk.
That's right, you definitely want to exploit vulnerabilities when you detect them. That's pretty much the instinct.
I want to know, like, what was the ratio of men to women at the ShmooCon?
1799 to
there was actually a fair number of female speakers and females in attendance, and some of them appeared to be coupled with other females, and I was in shock.
Wow, so it was like a chick fest. What was it, like 12 of them?
Actually, the number thrown around was what, 12? Over 10%?
I would guess.
Which over 10%?
I wasn't
wow, that's
alone.
That's
in
better
the
than Case.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Close, though. Yeah. Which I mean, for a HackerCon, that's not bad.
No, not bad at
take
all.
Take it and run. I mean, I personally talked to like 5 girls that
oh
weren't my
God.
Wife. How about that?
Whoa. Now,
and weren't Amway people.
Did does your wife get jealous when you talk to other women at cons?
Not at all, no.
That's
no.
She's
really
wonderful.
Cool. We have a very, very good relationship. I love you, honey bunny.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is so sweet. I'm
yeah. So riding in
now
the trunk
on the way
home.
Now go rob a cafe.
What'd you say?
Now go rob a cafe.
Exactly.
I love you, honey bunny.
I love you,
oh,
honey bunny.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Thank
I
you,
I think
Dory.
It was more of a diner, actually.
I was going to try to scale it up for, you know, Tiger and Froggy.
Something a little more romantic.
Something a little
now go
better.
Rob a bistro. All right. Anyway, I really wanted to hear more of Asera Everywhere, but that's okay. No.
And even Jason Scott made a point to weigh in on the entire Michael Lynn story, so maybe we'll try to find some of that and throw that in show
notes
too.
Outstanding. Hey, I got a little something for James here.
Wait a second. You had this great lead-in set up for
right.
Nauticon,
duh.
And you're just totally fucking it up. I mean, why
okay,
just
hold on.
It?
Let me just backtrack a second. And oh, man! Let me just backtrack. So, now that you've been to ShmooCon, are you just
ShmooCon.
Pumped to the gills to get Nauticon going here?
Oh, hell yeah. We are so on top of this.
Pumped to the gills? No.
I don't really know what that means.
Did you say hung to the gills?
Pumped. Pump.
Hung
are you a,
would be
are
Drew,
you a gigantic... are you a fish with a...
103 inches.
All right. Listen. Nauticon is, what, about... 8-10 weeks away, something like that?
April 7th through the 9th, you do the math. So it's something like that.
11
yeah,
weeks, something like that?
About 10 or 11 weeks.
Okay.
We have over 30 presenters that we have on board. Some people from last year and previous years. We have a lot of new folks. We have our Anything But Ethernet contest, which should be a rip-roaring good time this year.
Whatever became of that luggable?
I'm not... You mean the
did
one
they ever,
that blew
did they ever
up?
Get it on... Oh, they blew up.
I think that was one that basically lost a voltage regulator and it started smoking and blew up right on Nauticon radio, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so.
The bang was recorded.
Oh, yeah. Wow, like an actual.
Yeah, you got pop.
Sweet.
Yeah, sure
and then you get a bunch of swearing.
Okay, Anything But Ethernet. Why don't you give the describe it for the folks?
Well, we ran the contest last year, and most people know that most networks run on this thing called Ethernet. 10 base T, you know, 100 megabit, gigabit. Well, what we try to do is tell contestants, make a network that doesn't use Ethernet or that only uses it, you know, in incidental reasons. So, like last year, we had the guy who created the a network link that included a radio-controlled semaphore guy that had visual recognition and then printed it out on a Lego printer.
A thermal Lego printer.
So we have about four or five teams this year that are actually submitting some entries to try to create some really, really messed up networks. I mean, you know, people are going to be bringing out the token ring, the weird wireless stuff, the 1 megabit stuff from, you know, 1999.
Oh, like the Intel, like 1.2 yeah. megabit, the home yeah. networking. I used to have that. I had an antenna glued to the back of my laptop
cover.
And it
worked like crap.
It worked. It was suitable for sharing internet throughout your house. It really was.
The guy who runs anything but Ethernet wants to point out that it started the first year of Nauticon and has run for both years so far.
Wait, so you're trying to do a network without using cords? Is that the
thing? You can use cords, but they just can't be regular Ethernet. So if you're running token ring over copper or, say, a serial cable or even USB, I mean, you can transfer data over USB, and that's not Ethernet, so that would count.
Is it because we just don't like Ethernet? I mean,
it's because the point is to try to make it as bastardized as possible.
And the whole world runs on Ethernet.
Yeah. I bet people could find information out about this at www.nauticon.org/events.html. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You're guessing? That was a hell of a guess.
#ABE.
What a brown noser, James.
I'm trying to remember.
All right.
Nicely done. Nicely
and
done.
Now, every time we ever talk about this, Russ always talks about Pigeon Net. But that wasn't at a Nauticon, was it?
No.
I thought we were going to get away without talking about
that. I'm sorry. All right. Never forget I said it.
We try to keep live animals.
What other kinds of activities can we expect this year at Nauticon?
Well, we have a guy by the name of Nick Farr who does some pretty good game shows. We'll be running a Don't Hack Me event this year.
Don't Pwn Me.
I'm sorry.
Don't Pwn Me.
We will be resurrecting.
Can you elaborate a little bit on Don't Pwn Me? Or do you not want to give it away?
He hasn't told us really what the rules are based on yet.
NPR program, but I can't remember the actual name.
Wait, Don't Tell Me,
but hackers.
He has his own twist on it. We're going to be resurrecting the ever painful but interesting talent show where we literally had like somebody tap dancing last year, which was kind of cool. And she was kind of hot, so that helped.
She's on the page.
We have our scavenger hunt. Jason Scott's going to be doing his meme dump this year, so he's going to be presenting some of the stupid videos from the internet over the past year.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
Meme dump. I like that.
We may, and don't take this as fact, might actually try to have like a beer tasting. So we're going to try to get
good.
A good brewing talk.
Good.
And taste some good home brews because, I mean, geek culture and brewing, there's a lot of overlap there. I don't know if any of you noticed this yet, but alcohol and geekdom just seems to go hand in hand. So we're going to try to do that. And we might also
Everyone takes a drink.
And we might also have some sort of
concert. You just finished my beer, yo. Sorry.
She's a keeper, man.
It ain't going to finish itself.
Yeah.
Ooh, damn.
I just got... Pwned, basically.
Pwned.
Okay, so, and who are some of the speakers you mentioned?
Well, we have we definitely have Drew Curtis.
Oh, he's coming back.
Nice. Drew Curtis is coming back.
Terrific.
He's going to talk for an hour on various things, tell you about some of the projects he's working on, maybe even hint if we're going to do it I can't mention it yet, but he has some really really cool plans for the fall for all those Farkers.
Sweet.
We have Eric Meyer coming out again. We have Jason Scott, of course, and a guy by the name of Daniel Wilson, who I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago. But all of our speakers are on our webpage, so check it out. We have a few more that we're going to add soon.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. It's just that if you do a Google image search for, was it Pwned?
Yeah.
P0?
He typed P0WNED.
First I typed without the E, because sometimes you see
Pwned
it that way.
Pwned is based on a typo of owned, because P is right next to O.
It's leet speak.
It's leet.
And if you own something, it means you control it, and it means you're cool.
You got owned. When I kill you, type in ha-ha,
you got owned.
Ha-ha, you got Pwned, you
and then you got
you got owned, but my finger slipped.
Woot.
Yeah, Woot and...
Woot, wonderful loot.
W-E-W-T.
We've had our own language for quite a while.
Get the New Hackers Dictionary. Neep, it's neep. A few years out of date, but it's lots of fun to read.
I second that.
All right, but anyway, so Drew did a Google... Just put the link for the Google image search that you did, because there was a picture... Of a naked girl, and somebody's shoved a plunger into her face.
She wasn't fully naked. She just had her shirt up.
And it says "pwned."
That's just slightly misogynistic.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, he didn't do it just because she was a woman.
If it was a guy, it would be just as good.
Maybe that woman's an asshole. It's, you know,
that's good.
Oh my!
You know, it's not another woman doing it.
Aha! Can a woman be a misogynist?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I yeah.
Hate myself. I'm so bad.
If you hate men, are you a misogynist?
Misogynist?
Just wondering.
I think a misogynist is something completely different.
Yeah. I think that's if you're like hot for Mr. Rogers.
we did
who
not just
isn't
go
hot
there.
For won't Mr. Rogers, neighbor? Honestly? Those zip up cardigans are let me tell you.
Won't you be my
irresistible.
Neighbor?
What the fuck are you guys talking about? Seriously.
Ass hattery. Never mind. Ass hattery.
Ass hattery.
Haberdashery of the ass.
Mike the Hatter.
No. Mike the ass hatter.
Mike the ass hatter.
Oh, wow.
It's
starting to sound a lot like Beavis and Butthead, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know, so the sad thing is, now that, I mean, to completely get on a tangent, I wonder how many kids today, like 18, 19 years old, know even what the hell Beavis and Butthead is.
James can speak to that.
I can speak to that. The answer is surprisingly few, but they're back in reruns. But for the most part, they don't know. Because I call kids Beavis all the time, and they look at me like I have five heads. They look at me like that most of the time anyway, but yeah.
Wow, just that entire cultural gem lost to our next generation. It's a tragedy. Damn. I'm going to cry about that for a minute.
What the hell is this? Okay, Vitacraft are claiming to have what they call RFIQ in robotic... RFIQ... Wait a minute. What the hell is that? That's another owned picture with a baby that's been shot with a little plunger dart.
Yeah.
Little suction dart. That's
poor
what is
baby.
What is my dog eating? It's not food. Take it away. That's not that's none of our listeners' business. How much garbage I have on the floor.
I actually like it down here. I love the marble. It's great.
What?
I love the marble and teak and all the
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Natural hardwood. It's weird for a basement to see so much teak, marble.
But having the hot tub 15 feet away, though.
Yeah, well.
Priceless.
And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but that's real Arabian sandstone.
Very
I've
nice.
Never heard of Arabian sandstone. That's like Corinthian leather. Like, what?
Actually, are those real Ohio glass blocks, too?
I don't know, but I found that chain down here. That fucking thing is heavy.
That's a heavy chain.
I would like to point out an actual feature of the basement, the dungeon, and the dungeon / dirty sex room.
Yeah, the dirty sex. Okay, so We moved into this house and we discovered a gimp room in our basement.
Is that a peep window? Yeah,
well, we don't know because there's this little tiny walled off area in the basement where the gas meter is. The gas meters for all three units are, okay? And it's a little walled off area, and cut into one of the walls is, about an unfolded piece of new.
It's foot by two and a half.
A foot by two and a half oriented horizontally. A window that's been cut through, and it's got like a cheap piece of glass in there to look into this little
it
gimp
looks
room.
Like a projection booth.
Well, right, but inside inside the gimp room, the walls are all upholstered with red like shag carpet.
You think it used to be a recording studio?
Yeah, we actually think it was a recording studio because with the little window
for the porn
and for the prawn.
Wow,
the prawn. Yeah, really. Anyway, we rather than just go, and also we found two. Amp cabinets in there.
Oh, very cool.
So, but rather than just say it was a recording studio, we're going to say it was a sexual torture gimp room. And that's, we think
and
that's
it
better.
It still is.
And we.
She really is a keeper.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What should I put in the show notes for this topic?
I don't think there's really anything you can put in the show notes.
I wouldn't put gimp in.
You going to take a picture?
Yeah.
All right. Take a picture of the GIMP room. We've actually like cleared it out recently, so you can get a fantastic picture of the GIMP room.
But the sex swing is still there.
The sex swing is not there right now.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Dory's dancing pole.
You should take a picture of us every week during the show, so they know who's sitting in.
All right, he's taking a picture of the GIMP room.
See, for some reason, this reminds me of the guy in Akron who was convicted of domestic abuse after he threw a large sex toy at his girlfriend and caused her to need 6 stitches in her eye.
A large sex toy?
She took it in the eye.
Yes.
What kind of sex toy, though?
I don't know. I was thinking like fist or something.
Yeah, the fist or the foot.
Just called it a large sex toy.
By the way, I don't know if you guys can see this, but Dewey's camera is a real vintage item.
Is that a... Oh. So that's all of what, a half a megapixel?
Can you put a link in the show notes about your camera? Do you have a link that... Anyone have a fan site about that camera?
Well, I can definitely tell who's listening to us on IRC when randomly comes onto channel
200.
Sexual torture?
Thank you for listening, Sound Jester.
Do they have a problem with sexual torture on IRC?
Do you have a problem with sexual torture, Simon Jester?
Simon Jester.
Well, that kind of name. So
Simon Jester, the molester.
In our new half bathroom, by the way. We're going to add a toilet and a sink in.
You're
going to
put a
month.
Toilet and a sink in the GIMP room.
That's
you've
correct.
You just insulted like 1/3 of your listeners.
I don't know. I think we might be up to 10 now.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, my God. Let's talk more about the sex room. Because
we're on like 4 different IRC channels.
Woo! I like it.
Chick brings all the boys.
Okay. Wowzers.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take
oh my God, there's 5 stream
listeners. No 5 stream, good Lord.
They can't,
only 5? They're acting like there's
we're
more.
The stream quality
popular.
Can't be very good.
We're unbelievably
ask,
popular.
I want to know, ask those dudes if it's skipping a lot or if it's any good.
It's Arctic skipping.
Stop it.
Myself said he was hearing weird noise in the background, and Jason
that could be
complained
the dog.
About the 2-minute delay. Other than that.
2-minute delay? God damn. I always thought it was like 30 to 45 seconds.
I think you just didn't talk about it for
2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
Drew,
I'm totally hogging
to
your microphone.
I'm
going to
give
you back.
Michael Lynn, and then 2 minutes later he goes, oh, Michael Lynn.
Well, there it is. I do. Beer is all around.
I got a new tech gadget for you. The 39 megapixel Hasselblad digital camera.
Bad. 39 megapixels.
39 megapixels. Anybody want to take a guess as to the cost? How does it take pictures?
$104,000.
It's more than a new BMW, they say.
So how much is it?
I don't know.
How much is a new BMW?
I don't know.
They can be as low as like 32,000.
Jackass.
I'm not Googling
no,
nothing.
I'm just kidding. Shut up.
Can I frugal it?
About 31. Dick. 31,000. And then there's one that's more at about 40,000.
40,000 megapixels?
30,000 to 40,000. You win. Nothing. Sorry, I got nothing. You win a giant bowl of Hershey Kisses. Good job.
Whee!
Right in front of you.
There it is, right there.
Really?
Enjoy. You didn't see those?
You're taking Drew's prize there, buddy boy. I don't think he minds.
More beer for me.
I don't think he knows.
Hey, by the way, for those of you who can't cook worth a damn, it looks like somebody's...
Listen up, Jody.
I'm
so ready on the hood now.
I'm not going to deny it.
Guess who isn't going to take it in the eye tonight? All right, look. Vitacraft are claiming to have made an RFID robotic cookware. It's basically pots and pans that you can place RFID cooking cards in the handle, and it will communicate with the induction stove 16 times a second to adjust the cooking temperature as required. That's pretty fucking cool. I mean, that would be a great way to, do, I think, frying. You got to keep the oil at the right temperature.
That's true. Yeah. That's
that just
the
sounds
only
like a lot of work to me, man.
That sounds like no work at all. Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
That's like a bunch of wrinkly nipples and
this
some naked
Greek
guys.
This is courtesy of Paul Timmons. He said, dear dorks.
It's the nipple
that is
wall.
The ugliest thing I've ever seen.
It's the...
I like the nipple. I mean, I'll be the first to admit it, but...
Those
damn.
Nipples don't look very good. Those look like old lady nipples.
Or is did
I don't know. I haven't seen any old.
Did he just jizz vapor?
Take your grandma shopping sometime. It's disgusting.
Take your wait. What?
Nothing.
Is that something for the ladies? Can we get a link to that picture? The great nipple wall of Russia, apparently.
Yeah, it's Russian.
It's really foul.
This is a world of bad.
Da, we have nipple wall. Did you guys see that the it's amazing that little probe that went through a comet returned to Earth?
Yeah,
landed in Utah. They used an aerogel to catch comet particles hitting it.
That stuff's really, really fun.
Dude, aerogel is unbelievable. I saw on like PBS somewhere.
I got it right in front of me.
Were you looking at it?
NASA Stardust canister opens to reveal wonderful samples.
Samples?
What?
Yes. The aerogel is unbelievable stuff. I saw a guy hold a piece of about 1-inch thick aerogel and point a blowtorch right at it, hold it in his hand, like point a blowtorch right at it, and he didn't feel any heat at all. Wow. I think they make some of the entry tiles or whatever, the heat tiles out of aerogels?
No, that's all Pyrex.
Pyrex?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, really. Oh, really?
That sounds pretty brutal.
Yeah, really.
Are you saying that space shuttle lands, you could use it to bake a casserole?
Well, I mean, I'm saying it's the same kind of material. It's the same ceramic. I'm a materials major, but I always understood it was just basically Pyrex, which is why you can.
Well, I think Pyrex was developed by NASA initially.
Yeah, so it's just kind of a. It is
now, James and I both know a gentleman who. Now, unlike the gentleman who held the torch to the aerogel over his hand, we know a guy whose father was given a nail gun for Christmas, and he was so excited he ran out to the garage and he wanted to try it out, so we loaded it up with nails, and he picked up just random board off the floor of the garage and held it in his hand and shot a nail into it, right through the back of his hand.
That was really dumb.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
And what would Jesus do?
Okay, so he did that. What did she say?
What would Jesus do?
My wife.
Get
is
her
going
a microphone now. What? Oh, you've got one. Oh, great, excellent.
That's awful.
And that's why I married her.
She's a keeper too.
Aerogel, boing boing. For the show notes.
Okay, and so after that, okay, that's fine. So he fixed his hand up, and the next day he started building a table in the garage, and he was using the nail gun to build the table, and he ended up nailing the table to the concrete floor of his garage, and he didn't realize he had done it until he tried to pick it up and show people, and it was nailed to the floor.
Who in God's name is this?
Now, I don't want to just, should I just blur? Well, it was this is, as told to me, this is the father of one Neil Shoemaker.
Oh, God. Okay.
Who essentially, apparently, what I remember of Neil Shoemaker was that he was somebody you want on your side during a bar fight.
Heat tiles are foamed glass, not Pyrex.
Foamed glass, asshole.
Oh, man, I'm going to be
Jesus
such a loser.
Jesus Christ.
Suit.
Fucking idiot.
Do we have any power? Well, how far? You want to just go ahead and plug into one of the.
I can pull out.
I can pull out if you need to put it in.
Well, I'd say
we have outlets all over the place.
Okay. Whip it out.
But you can go ahead and plug into one of those units over there. There's also an empty one over there. Okay. Drag your gigantic sausage over there. By the way, the Wikipedia, has anyone seen how it ended a journalist's career?
Good.
Tim Ryan, a 21-year veteran entertainment columnist for the Honolulu Star Bulletin, was fired after an investigation revealed multiple instances of his incorporating unattributed paragraphs from other sources. The case is unique in that it was first revealed by Wikipedia after an attentive Wikipedia editor noted similarities between a Wikipedia article and one of Ryan's columns. However, he wasn't fired until after other news outlets started to run the story. Sadly, though, the Star Bulletin has admitted to the plagiarism. They failed to publicly acknowledge that Wikipedia was responsible for bringing the situation to light. Wikipedia screwed again, but they'll have the last laugh, I'm sure. Jimmy Wales will get the last laugh. Even though someone tried to disparage him by calling Bomis porn when it was, yeah. But, that was just because that was the most natural use for the Bomis web ring.
Bomis.com
was a site that I guess Jimmy created that was a sort of a web ring management kind of like a web ring portal.
Web ring. Is it like a cock ring?
It's not really like a cock ring.
It keeps
really
it up.
It's kind of like this. It kind of had a list of websites that were all, focused on a similar theme, such as, naked pictures of Ally Bagot, okay? Now.
I'd bag
who?
It.
Okay, like let me, like, so you could go to the you go to the Ally Bagot web ring, and what it would do is you would go to the first site, and at the and it would kind of maintain these banners like on top and on the bottom of the site you were looking at, so that you could just click a next button and it would take you to the next site in the web ring, and you kind of make the entire loop around all the sites.
And so the BOMIS was just an application, but they
BOMIS was a website that maintained links into all of these web rings. So you could kind of search by, browse by, you know, category, and then find the specific web ring you were looking for, such as Naked Pictures of Ally Bagot, A-L-L-E-Y-B-A-G-G-E-T-T. And you could...
You're a sick man.
Is that... Oh, yeah, and there's a hot chick with the BOMIS.com. Well, she's not a really... She's got a funny-looking face. She's got a bit of a butter face.
I'd hit it.
I'd hit it.
I'd hit it with my car.
Yeah. I meant to tell you that you guys
that's
are...
That's Mr. Rogenus.
I haven't reached the Oh Really stage yet. I'm still vastly entertained by the I'd hit it photoshops that are just hilarious.
Her knees are far too pointy.
Oh yeah, well that dude is hilarious. That guy's a hilarious.
There was one today that was a Photoshop Brad's letter to Jen, you know, Brad Pitt's letter to Jen Aniston about knocking up Angelina Jolie, and the first one was a barren desert, and it says, "Guess it's not me, love Brad."
Oh my! By the way, why do you know that?
Because Fark rules.
Fark rules.
Fark rules. Who is the most disgusting photoshopper on Fark? Anybody? You know, there's a guy named Rugby Jock. You know who I'm talking about?
Rugby Jock.
Every time you click, everything is not safe for work, and every time it has a gay naked man. Every single time. Well, maybe not gay, but a naked man.
Is it like a goatsy guy?
No, it's just naked guy. Just cock. Like today there was a I-beam, and it was a guy crawling across it over a river. He took out the guy and put in a naked man walking across. Just some big buff naked guy.
Well, that's
something
for
the ladies.
What about the?
No, I don't know. You just have to click and look. You have to click and look. You have to.
There was a
tongue twister one.
Oh my god! Another Photoshop by Rugby Jock.
I submitted a tongue twister, which is Rugby Jock shops cocks, and it's tough to say five times fast. Try it.
Go ahead, do it.
I can't. I'm not good at it. All try right. It.
Rugby Jock
shops
cocks. That's gonna be hard.
James, you've said cock like 20 times in the past.
Rugby jock shops cock. Rugby jock shops cock. Rugby jock shocks cop.
See? Rugby jock
shocks. I couldn't
cops.
Make it through three. He shocks cops. That's what you end up with. He should go to jail. My personal favorite is Yammering Splat Vector.
He's another good one. And who else?
And I like the name too. You're not leaving. No, no. You don't just hit
Dirk
and run
Johnson.
Like that.
Oh,
you're going to call. You're going to. Okay. Well, say goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, Yoko.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Yoko.
Take care,
there's
Yoko.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Love the total Farkers.
I haven't had one single thread green-lighted ever at Fark.
I've
had over 100.
I've got two.
You have over 100?
Of course, I was also like one of the first people on Fark.
You and John Cain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sylvia Saint.
Oh, that is Sylvia
that's
Saint.
That's Sylvia Saint.
Sylvia Saint wearing
and,
clothes.
And what is that?
That's an ass hat.
That is that is a ram on a wire.
Mucho sucko.
Is that like a bird on a wire?
It's different. I'd hit it.
It's very good.
Excellent.
That's very good. What, okay. Are you getting link after link after link?
Link after link of BOMIS.com shirts. That one's not wearing any pants.
Nice. Yo, bring that shit over here. Oh, yeah,
let me
baby.
See. I
why
don't recognize her. I don't recognize her.
Don't hide the goods.
It's just a naked girl. Sometimes you have to look at her face, a naked girl.
Right.
I'm not saying that brown bag.
You can't recognize her because her boobs are covered.
No, I usually go by the face, so you recognize the face. Yes, I do. It's true. What?
Some guy with a metal. I did a BOMIS search. I did search for a Google image search for BOMIS, and the fourth and fifth pictures up are of some man whose apparently his last name is BOMIS. He's Metal. Oh no, maybe that's his first name. It's Metal Detectors BOMIS.
Metal Detectors BOMIS.
Yes, you can tell because of the A line over that and the DETKTORS detectors. That's Metal Detectors BOMIS.
I don't know,
BOMIS.
Man.
Do you see
I
what
don't
talking
know.
About? Do Google image search for BOMIS.
I'm not doing a Google image search
do
for BOMIS.
Google image search for BOMIS.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I just found a black guy. That's all.
BOMS?
BOMS?
Oh.
B-O-M-S.
B-O-M-I-S. B-O-M-I-S. What did you search for booms?
booms?
Bomus.
Oh, you know what? My safe search is probably on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, turn the safe search off.
Turn the safe search off.
That way you see lots of boobies.
Okay, I did an image search for booms, and the fourth one is a woman with two explosions painted on her tits, and it says globular booms.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That looks like Gabby Moses. I think that's a girl.
I think I'm saving this one.
Does anyone remember her?
Oh, my God.
That's a weird. What the hell are booms, anyway? Everything looks like a vagina.
Vive la boom.
Everything?
Well, look, they got two boxing gloves together, and it looks like a vagina. And then they have this bent piece of metal, and it totally looks like a vagina.
He's now,
somebody's
by the way, the 10th
got a problem.
Down.
You search for what again?
Bomus on the Google image search, and he's actually the 10th and looks to be 13th one now, although I personally prefer the 12th one myself.
All right, I'm just doing random image searches.
B-O-M-I-S.
I
maybe you're privy to more information. Metal detector Bomus. Yeah, say you keep going back to the black guy having sex with that girl, man. I think you have a thing. There you see. Do you see him? He's right there. He's right there and there. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Metal detector Bomus.
Number 10 and number 12 and 15. Number 12 is my personal favorite.
Snarf prickle butt.
we're just
go to texashedgehog.tripod.com.
Oh boy, this God. Bodes well.
Is it time for cannibals yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's time for cannibals.
What's?
Are you guys just going through creepy like websites now?
No, do you want to?
Essentially.
All I heard was hedgehog and something about being.
Yeah, it's
this
just
page
Ron Jeremy.
Is dedicated to my first hedgehog, Snarf Prickle Butt.
Oh my God!
They're talking about Ron Jeremy.
Find a very obscure string. Find a very thanks. She's kidding. Good job, Irv. Find an obscure string of words and see if you can come up with the most bizarre website.
Google seppuku.
Seppuku. Oh.
Seppuku. What's seppuku?
I'm going to now.
How do you spell it?
S U.
And what is it?
S E P U K U. Please explain to everybody what Google seppuku is.
I have to look it up because I don't remember.
Yeah. What the hell is? You don't know something that they know?
There's a lot of things they know that I don't know. Good. All right. Believe me, I'm just the host.
It's a Japanese thing, but I'm trying to find the specific reference to Google seppuku.
Keep talking, folks.
Same idea.
Somebody has to talk. This is a radio show.
Well, I was going to talk about a cannibal.
Quote unquote.
Well, yeah, Jody wants to talk about her cannibal.
She's very fond of the cannibal. Talk about these fine young cannibals.
They drive me crazy. Ooh, ooh. The long white hair. Ooh, ooh.
This morning, my older coworker. This morning my older coworker comes over to me and informs me that she saw this very disturbing thing on the internet. So of course I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about.
Goat's eat.
And so I did a search based on like German cannibal in Google News, and there is a guy currently on trial for killing and eating a man that he met online.
Oh, right,
specifically
right.
Because he was trying to find someone to eat.
Yes, and the guy tasted his own penis. That's why they only charged him with manslaughter, because the guy he was eating was also eating himself.
But the quote,
he ate his own dick.
There's this quote, I wanted to eat, not kill him. And the guy basically figured out how to, he like castrated himself and then went unconscious, and the other guy killed him and ate him.
It's
so when
it's
you
so
see something
fucked.
In the street in Germany.
Descriptions of this and how she couldn't stand to read it anymore. But at first, I was like, "What have you been clicking on?"
Goddamn Germans! No, actually, that was like all. I'm just kidding. No, that was all. That was all over the news.
Oh, come
actually.
On, Donner Party.
So the critics mentioned.
I've been.
They just said something about the Donner Party. Not they believe.
Oh,
they actually believe the Donner Party was stranded several miles away because of a broken wheel or broken axle, and did not actually engage in the cannibalism that they have been associated with all these these many years.
So it was some other party?
It was a different party. It was a FARC party, I think. No, it was it was the same group of people, but the Donners, the two families of Donners, had broke down.
It was the Blitzen Party.
Thank you so much.
Unbelievable.
That's tragic.
I did a Google image search for the word blarf.
Blarf?
B-A-B-L-A-R-F. And look what I got. I got this picture of the Incredible Hulk vomiting.
That's what it sounds
and
like.
And it says blarf.
Hulk vomits. Blarfs.
And
very informative.
German King.
No, it's not informative at all. It's radio. Degenerated into it's total. It's exactly what David Chun asked me not to do. Yeah,
this is what he doesn't like.
Is sculptures?
All right, no. Wait a minute. Let's wrap up strong, James. Go ahead.
We can talk real quick about Michelson Morley. Why? First, Dewey, why'd you ask me about it? Why did you want to know about it? Is there something in particular?
Because they were a case when they did their experiment, right?
As far as I know, that's
we're
basically
a bunch of case tools here. So I thought it might be a
case theory. Tools.
The experiment was set up in Rockefeller, and one was in Crawford, and now they're, like, completely not even displayed anymore. But the phallic fountain at Case is actually the Michelson-Morley fountain.
And also
I peed in that fountain.
That's good. Thank you.
And every year it gets giant snowballs.
Yep.
She really is a keeper.
Yeah, she's such a keeper. The other thing is, on top of Crawford, you know those the shiny thing?
The reflective that piece, is there's a sculpture?
That's supposed to represent the refractive grating that they use to, you know, I guess.
Yeah, that thing's cool. When I drive down Euclid and I almost get in an accident,
and it
in the morning.
You?
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It doesn't blind me, but it turns from red to purple.
It's fantastic.
And then I almost crash.
The deal with Michelson-Morley is they took a single beam of light and they split it and they change the path difference using a very sophisticated mechanical way of kind of like moving a set of mirrors back and forth to show how the light would essentially interfere with itself when it traveled over different distances. But what they originally did it for was
to prove the existence of ether.
Yes, to prove that there was an ether, and sure enough they didn't prove it, so they were like, aha, look what we found, there is no ether,
because everybody does useless research at Case.
Yeah, was there a train involved? I seem to recall a train.
No, not that I remember.
I don't remember.
Good story, dude. Good job. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Are you sure there wasn't a train?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to prove if trains exist.
No, I'm pretty sure they were not. Maybe they took a train to where they did the experiment. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, I did a Google image search for HORF, HORF, and I found this picture.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just looking for, like, total nonsense words, and I find very strange.
By the way, I did find a definition for Google seppuku. It involves typing a random Japanese character into your Google image search and counting the number of pages until you come across a picture that makes you wish you'd never been born.
Okay, I did a Google image search for Dersch, D-E-R-S-C-H. I got 2,000 hits.
Hey, Alan Dershowitz.
D-E-R-S-C-H, I got 2,000 hits. I need clearly a different character.
Yeah, try
Splooge. I guarantee you he's going to find me a whole slew of websites.
How about
Splooge?
How about
Splooge gives me 1,000 hits.
I'm gonna write plots. PLOTZ. Oh, you know what? That's a Yiddish word.
I'm gonna type in.
Like, I'm gonna absolutely plots.
Gumdrop douchebag and see what happens.
Gumdrop douchebag?
That's correct.
Are you?
Make a contest for those listening to give away all these fucking t-shirts for a good random word on Google.
But just for the
has a poorly thought out game.
We're gonna have a poorly thought out game contest now.
Maybe that should be a feature.
Poorly thought out game. It's time for this week's poorly thought out
game.
Poorly thought out contest.
For a free t-shirt, please email dorks@dialadork.com with
hyphenated.
Dial-a-dork.com.
With a nonsense word and a disgusting picture that you get when you type it into Google. Thank you.
That's a good one.
All right. So whoever we deem the winner on next week's show wins a free Dial-a-Dork t-shirt in either medium, large, or extra large. But we're not going to tell you which. No, I'm kidding. You can actually request
make
which
sure
size
you,
shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a similar game.
Of course, when you go to the Dial-a-Dork website, you can always order stuff from Cafe Press or get the $10 t-shirt.
Yeah, you can get a hot messenger bag.
Oh, you can get a hot messenger bag.
Hot bag.
I'm going to Google image search hot bag.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's pick the name of a Bob Dylan song or album and Google that and see if you get porn or Dylan first.
Okay, now, like what? Like
Blonde on Blonde?
Blonde on Blonde.
Surprisingly, you get
Leopard
Dylan first.
Pillbox.
Okay, but what else?
You know,
I don't know Dylan.
That you want.
I don't know any Dylan albums.
Well, go to BobDylan.com.
I'm not going to BobDylan.com. By the way, Hot Bag just came up with a bunch of purses.
Oh, but there's some hot bags.
Yeah, I mean, them some hot bags, but
the one looks kind of like a sack.
Sweet.
That's a hot sack?
Hot ball sack.
Hot ball sack. Everybody loves Froggy's balls. They buy them
okay,
all the time.
Okay, I just did a Google image search for Zemp, Z-E-M-P, and the third one is a really goofy guy named Beat W. Zemp, who is Central President, LCH.
Actually, if you go down the page on Hot Bag, you get a picture of a guy with his head in a microwave.
Really?
Dear sweet crap.
What a sweet merciful crap.
Sweet merciful crap.
Okay, we're going to... Dory wants us to wrap
Stupid
this thing up.
Co.com.
I just want to say, though, by the way, that just that last weekend, in impromptu fashion, we successfully played a game of Kremlin.
I hate you so much.
We're
Are
going
you serious?
To... Don't worry, we're going to play.
Ukfe Uye, Astor Bay. How did you not call
by
me?
By the way, you chauvinist, it was not a guys-only game.
I just thought you didn't have the patience / intelligence to be able to play. No,
it
kidding.
Took an hour and a half to explain the rules.
And that's what I'm waiting for. Is, well,
and it took
okay.
an hour and 20 minutes to play.
Well, who played?
It was just Eric and Jen and Dory and I. They just came over to hang out, and I'm like,
I
hey,
know.
Let's play Kremlin.
I understand.
So it just happened just like that.
Was
Buck face.
And I told Maciej about it, too. He's like, and you did not call me?
Exactly.
So fuck the both of you.
Exactly. I cannot believe you didn't call me, you bastard.
Yeah.
Maciej always sounds a little Russian when I do his voice. Okay.
It doesn't sound anything like...
You should be making trouble for Muzan's world.
I find this funny. I Google image search the word glaf, G-L-A-F, and I got a bunch of charts and things, and I'm thinking it was just like a Japanese guy who's, you know, here's my glaf. Here's another glaf.
Oh, really?
Hey, Irv, is there anybody you'd like to thank this week for coming by?
Wow.
Dory. God damn, Dory, you can leave, okay?
Dude.
Jesus.
She left already, and she keeps coming
back.
No,
it's all right. Okay, we're going to wrap up, but before we do, we'd like to thank tonight's sponsor, Total Bitch Whore Enterprises. Total Bitch Whore Enterprises livens up every party, every radio show, everything you do with the essence of Total Bitch Whore. What do you got? Hot sack. Oh, it's one of those little glove warmer things.
That's a product.
What's with the castle in the woods?
Tonight's show brought to you by
Hot Sack.
Hot Sack, a product of Total Bitch Whore Enterprises.
Yes, it's cold out there, folks. Get a hot sack.
Actually, I believe Total Bitch Whore Enterprises brings you the Lonely Sack. Or
no, the Lonely Total Bitch Whore Enterprises.
Cold
sack.
Cold shriveled.
Dry sack. Dry sack is actually a brand of sherry. Dry sack.
So anyway, wrapping up. Wrapping up. Wrapping up.
Crapping up.
Wrapping up.
All right, everyone. Froggy, Tiger, Dr. J,
Yo.
Dewey, Total Bitch Whore, Yoko. I'd like to thank all of you for being here tonight. I had a wonderful time. I thought when we were trying to be structured... No offense to anybody who might be listening, but I didn't think it was nearly as fun as when we were completely unstructured and just looking up Google image searching.
Fun for us. I think we should be allowed 10 minutes at the end of each show to be able to Google image search some weird crap. Everybody bring your best Google image search next week.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Do what I
and
can.
We want to share our Google image search result. Maybe that should be the new name of the show.
Google image search.
Google
result?
Image search no, like, with Irv.
I like Dial a Dork much better.
I think Dial a Dork is good too. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll join us again next Wednesday. We hope to have everyone who is here tonight back. Maybe we'll have more microphones so it'll work a little bit better. What did you find this time? I want to see.
Wrapping up.
I want to
see.
What do you got?
Dial.a.dork.
Oh
did
my
a,
God!
Image
it's
search for Dial a Dork
it's
and
pictures
got
of us.
Our picture galleries.
Yours?
They're all froggynet.com.
Oh, they are all froggynet.com. I'll be damned. That's good stuff. There's pictures of Amitai and everybody.
Amitai.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. I'm gonna Google image search Amitai. And I got Amitai written in Hebrew. So I guess that's appropriate. Basically, I've got a whole page of Jews. Oh, there's Amitai right there. Oh, by the way, can I just say that one of our semi-regular listeners, Steve Schuler, instant IM'd me on Monday, and he said, I'm half Sicilian. And he goes, I'm Sicilian. Can I take a half day? He said it.
Steve is worth it.
I thought it was pretty funny. It was better than usual, I have to say.
Yeah, than his usual crap and dribble. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, thanks everyone for listening very much. We're going to wrap up now. Anybody have any famous last words?
Bye.
Someone set us up in the bomb.
All right, everyone, thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week. Visit the website to listen to the show again sometime tomorrow. And go to the blog to view all the happy, dippy, hunky, chunky links on the blog. Okay, thanks very much for listening. Signing off.
You get all those pimps together, it was live.